A debate over whether to expand an anti-poverty tax measure to immigrants is breaking down along party lines in the General Assembly, with Republican lawmakers vehemently opposing the move. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that the bill did clear an initial vote in the state Senate on Wednesday.
At the heart of the fight is something called the Individual Taxpayer Identification Number, or ITIN. Senator Jim Rosapep, a Democrat from Prince George's County and vice chair of the Senate Budget and Taxation Committee, explained.
Well, there are only two ways you can file a tax return in the United States, with a Social Security number or what's called an ITIN. It's an Individual Taxpayer Identification Number.
Immigrants, both with and without legal residency in the United States, use ITINs because they can't get Social Security numbers. ITIN users don't qualify for federal tax credits, like the Earned Income Tax Credit. A bill making its way through the Senate would allow ITIN users to get the Maryland Earned Income Tax Credit for 3 years. Senate President Bill Ferguson offered a preview of the bill while speaking with reporters last Friday.
These are Maryland taxpayers who pay into our system. We have credits for residents. This will treat them equally for the next 3 years.
The highest annual income you can earn and still get the Earned Income Tax Credit is $56,844. That's if you are married and have at least 3 children. As Rosapep noted, expanding the Earned Income Tax Credit is especially significant now because of the COVID-19 relief bill that Governor Larry Hogan signed on Monday. That new law increases the amount of the credit for 3 years.
That only included some working people in Maryland. It only included some taxpayers. What this bill is about is to make sure that we treat all taxpaying working people equally.
According to the Comptroller's Office, about 60,000 ITIN filers would qualify for the credit under the new bill, at a total cost to the state of just over $53 million. However, Republicans object to giving tax credits to immigrants without legal status in the United States. Senate Minority Whip Michael Huff is among the most vocal opponents.
This incentivizes people who come in the country illegally, break our laws. It's a special program for people in the country illegally. That's what this bill does specifically.
Senate Minority Leader Brian Simonaire agreed.
So I don't feel sorry for those who come here illegally. They reached their dream. They got to America. They get nice roads to drive on. They get their trash picked up. They get free K through 12 education.
He reminded the body that the legislature just passed a new tax on digital products like streaming services and ebooks.
This body's idea of fairness is raising taxes on people during a pandemic so we can give that money to people who are unlawfully in our state. That is not fair.
According to the Comptroller's Office, it is impossible to know how many Maryland ITIN users are legal residents and how many are in the country illegally. On the other side of the debate, Senator Dolores Kelly, a Baltimore County Democrat, urged compassion.
The people that you're talking about withholding this little credit from are people who, in many cases, are cleaning the bathrooms. They are doing the work that many Americans who say they are citizens don't want to do.
Democrats also reminded their colleagues that ITIN users pay taxes. That, after all, is the point of the ITIN. Last year, 86,000 ITIN users paid more than $64 million in state income taxes. The bill is expected to get a final vote in the Senate on Friday. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.